Dr. Proctor and Dr. Fisher, but you got ill. You didn't get ill, you just suffered. But Nanny took our temperature. And if it was under 100, we just stayed in the nursery and didn't make a fuss and probably had slish to eat and drink, bread and milk. But if it was over 100, we went to bed and somebody went down and told the doctor. And then if he hadn't gone on his rounds, he came. And if he had gone on his rounds, you waited till he was back and probably till his coachman and his horse were rested. And then they came. And it's a very good thing. You learnt not to fuss. No. And we didn't die. We developed resistance. You know, when I think of the germs that I drank in my water at my grandmother's house near Dublin, came off the roof, and every now and again the filter was cleaned, and what came out of it was nobody's business, and what came through it was... But you see, we all got resistance. I don't know if we ever had tummy trouble. Occasionally, I suppose. What we did get were awful colds. And you see, the cold at Eastwick, no central heating, and the rooms were hot. You had blazing fires in each room. But mostly we lived in the library in the week, in the drawing room, quite a lot. But my recollections mainly, and of course there were double doors and a bearskin mat between, so there was practically no draught, great heavy mahogany doors. But you left the library far, you got into the cooling chamber between the two rooms and stood on the mat, then you shut the door, you ran like mad. Then in the hall there was a boiler down below somewhere that did the hot water, and there was a brass ventilator in the floor, and a lovely hot current of air came up, and you stood over that as a child with your small skirt, gathered up the hot air, shut it in, and then ran as fast as you could to the nursery, where there was another fire. But the passages were, they were icy. And the bedroom, of course. And we had a fire in the night nursery. And, of course, a bath in the... which was bliss. A hot bath, hot water in front of the fire. Got out in front of the fire and was scoured. Don't fuss. It's not hurting you. Always don't fuss.